as our reading. So hope this has come up.
It all started when some people were busy looking for Jesus. And it wasn't just a few people, but a whole crowd of people were looking for him. That's because they saw Jesus do the most mind-blowing miracle. Jesus made enough food to feed 5,000 people. And Jesus only used one boy's picnic, which wasn't much, to feed thousands of people. Now, the boy's lunch box only had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And Jesus, you know what he did? He turned it into more food and more food and more food. And after everyone had eaten, there was so much food left over that they filled 12 baskets full. When they found Jesus, Jesus said to them, "You're only looking for me because you want more food." Jesus said, "Don't spend your time looking for food that goes bad and yucky. No, look for the food that endures to eternal life, which I will give you." The people were like, "What? How do we get this food?" Jesus told them, "All you have to do is believe in me, the one God has sent." They said to Jesus, "Prove it, like when God gave Israel bread from heaven." Then Jesus said, "The bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the whole world." Then Jesus said this. He said, "I am the bread of life, and whoever comes to me will never be hungry and never be thirsty."
Great. Now I'm just going to see if my PowerPoint's going to work. If it doesn't, I'm going to call to Andy. Thanks, Andy, and thanks, Nigel. Okay, so it's lovely to see so many people here and all the uniform groups. Great, as we celebrate harvest today. And people throughout the world celebrate harvest at this time of the season. So my mother's church in Scotland celebrated it last Sunday, and we had 30 people here on Thursday celebrating harvest, which was great. And we were thinking about how God provides for us. We were thinking about what we sow is what we reap. This is what on Thursday, and also being a sharing and generous community. And today, we also have the opportunity to thank God for food, for our farmers, for the sunshine, for the rain, for our soil, and everything that keeps us alive. And I just want to thank everyone now for the generous offering that came during the first song. It's absolutely amazing. And this offering is going to go to food banks, and it's also going to Leitch Larder on the roundabout. But I think today's reading gives us something a bit more to think about than just food. Yes, God fed over 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now they wanted more bread. And Jesus says to them, "Do not work for food that spoils or perishes, but for food that endures forever." And he goes on at the end and he said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry." And I think harvest reminds us of two sorts of hunger. Hunger in our tummies and hunger in our hearts. Okay? I said hunger in our tummies and hunger in our hearts. Can you hear me now? Yeah. Goodness, technology's not my thing this morning. Okay, what happens when we haven't had food for a long time? Any of the children can tell me, what happens when we haven't had food? What? Well, we starve, and our tummies sometimes rumble, don't they? I mean, if we miss lunch, I've been in meetings after lunch, haven't had enough time for lunch, and it's really embarrassing because, yeah, I can hear my tummy beginning to rumble. So we need food to keep us going because no matter how much we eat, we still need food. And the people who had just been fed a lot were still wanting more food from Jesus. They were being pretty greedy. But God does provide for us. He does provide. It's important. We pray, give us today our daily bread. So Jesus is concerned about our physical needs. Now, what's your favourite food? Fish and chips. Right, fish and chips. What other favourite foods? Hands up, shout them out. Yes? Pizza. Did I get that one? Yes. What else? Yes, shout them out. Pasta. Who likes beans? Verity, beans? Is that your favourite? Pasta, got that one. Chocolate. Where does chocolate come from? Yes. Just tell me what your favourite food is. Chicken nuggets. I haven't got that. They were like fish pie. That's one of my favourites. Okay. And what else did I put? Sausages and mash. Yeah. We like that. Yeah. Good. Okay. So, harvest is a time that we give thanks to God and for all who produce it. Okay. Now, for instance, this loaf. Where do you think this loaf came from? It didn't actually. It came from Morrison's. But how did it get to Morrison's? How do you make bread? Who can tell me how you make bread? What do you need to make this loaf? Wheat. And do you sow the wheat? Who sows the wheat? Farmers. You ask your mum. She needs to teach you. And the seeds of wheat go into what? Soil.
Soil. And then what makes the seeds grow? Rain and sunshine. Who combines the rain and sunshine? God combines it. So a lot goes into this when I bought it from Morrison's yesterday. Okay. So,
and what did Jesus say? He said, do you remember, he said in the story at the end, he said, I am the bread of life. Jesus is the bread of life. So, as I say, we give thanks today for the farmers and for the bakers and for the shop workers and all who produce start so that we can have a lovely bread. So let's give thanks. Let's say together, thank you, God, for our daily bread. So that's hunger in our tummies. And then let's think about hunger in our hearts. Because Jesus said, Do not work for food that perishes, but for food that endures to eternal life. So bread, food, fills us up when we are hungry, but spiritual hunger is rather different. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry." And I think here, Jesus wants us to be hungry for his love. He wants us to be hungry for his peace in the world. He wants us to be hungry for forgiveness and people who forgive and don't hold bitterness in our hearts. I think he wants us to be hungry to be caring people and sharing people and generous people. At the 9 o'clock service, we thought we would be learning about bringing our first fruits to the Lord, not our leftovers. So often, don't we? We bring to God our leftovers. Our leftovers of time, our leftovers of energy, our leftovers of gifts, even our leftovers of money. He says, "No, bring to me your first fruits." He wants us to be hungry for him. In all its fullness. Just as bread gives us energy to live each day, or food does, Jesus gives us life that lasts forever. Jesus never goes stale. Bread fills us for the moment. Jesus fills us forever. So what happens if we don't eat any food? You said it again. But we start, we become weak, don't we? We need food and we need Jesus, because without Jesus, our hearts are empty. Our hearts are empty. So let's say this together. Thank you, Jesus, for the bread of life. Right. Bread isn't meant to be hidden away. It's meant to be broken and shared. And at harvest, we don't just say thank you. We share what we have. That's why we've brought the food today to give to Food Bank and to the larder in Laich, so that others may have food. Now, the same is truth is with Jesus. Just as we're called to share food with others, we are called to share Jesus with others. So who do we share Jesus with? Everyone. We share Jesus with everyone. But what often happens is we come to church on a Sunday, we don't say that we've been to church on Sunday. We don't say that we've invited Jesus into our lives. But harvest, we share our food and we share Jesus, because Jesus is the bread of life. So let us say this prayer together. Help us to share food and share Jesus. Okay, so harvest has two hungers. Hungers in our tummy, which is satisfied by what? What satisfies our hunger in our tummy? Bread. Food. Okay? So, hunger of our tummy satisfied by food and bread. And what satisfies the emptiness in our hearts? Jesus. Absolutely. That's correct. So, harvest gives us three reminders. Daily bread, we thank God for food. The bread of life, only Jesus can fill our hearts. And sharing food, sharing bread, both food and faith. So, let's just pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for daily bread to eat. Thank you that you are the bread of life who fills our hearts and help us to share food with the hungry and to share you with the world. Amen. Now, I think we're going to go into a time of prayers, which also are going to come up on the screen, which I know the uniform groups have already done for us.